Hello there, Consciousness Circle members, and welcome to another lesson. I am so excited to share today's lesson with you because it is important that we take advantage of this energy that's going to be available for us this weekend, especially Sunday. The reason for that is that we're going to have the transiting moon in the sign of Scorpio. For those of you who have been with me for some time, you know that I always suggest that if you are not an avid meditator, that you take advantage of any time the moon is in a water sign and meditate. The moon in a water sign allows us and aids us, it guides us, it helps us to go beneath the surface, even if that's something that doesn't come very natural to us, which is totally fine. But when the cosmos create a certain aspect, that's when we take advantage, not just to make changes in our physical life, not just to set intentions, but to actually connect with the self. So on Sunday, not only will the moon be transiting the sign of Scorpio, but it's going to create a grand water trine with the sun in Cancer and Neptune in Pisces. So here's what I will say before I get into describing the moon in Scorpio so you have some idea of what the energy is here to help us with. I have picked a time of 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, in which the moon will be at 18 degrees Scorpio. The sun will be at 26 degrees Cancer, and Neptune will be at 23 degrees Pisces. So I picked that time because it's not too late, because I'm keeping in mind people in the East Coast and other parts of the world. It's not too late and it's not too early. It's in the evening. I know that people have things to do on the weekends. The important thing is that you are able to fit in a really beautiful meditation, very simple, very straight to the point, with the understanding of the energy that is available. And at this time, all of those planetary bodies happen to be within degrees of one another where their connection is especially potent. Now, if you cannot do it at that time, don't worry. You can do it earlier throughout the day. You can do it later in the evening even. It's okay. I just pick that time because, like I said, it is when the energy is the most potent. So this is my way of easing you into meditating, especially when the moon is transiting a water sign, okay? So in the audio below, I'm going to give you about 10 bullet points of what the moon in Scorpio represents. And so when you go into this meditation, you already have an intention of how to connect, of why you're connecting to self, of what you're releasing, of what you're meant to get in touch with within yourself as this energy is transiting and helping us, okay? So check out the audios below and enjoy the lesson.